I think the really larger goal is to inspire young people and to show them alternative ways of thinking and alternative ways of being, and introduce them to people who are taking their creative ideas and taking their dreams and realizing them. And the filmmakers and the artists and the musicians who come here are doing that. You know, they're taking these huge risks and they're following their dreams and creating work despite all the odds. So I think that fits in with the larger goal of True False in terms of bringing new, fresh, and inspiring art and film and music to town and reminding people about what's really important and what's beautiful and what's possible. There are a lot of other goals. I mean, we do want to train the next generation of filmmakers and engaged, informed citizens. We want students to have exposure to more than what's available in a small Midwestern town. We want them to see what a community effort looks like. True False would be nothing without every single small business and every single volunteer and, you know, all these people coming together locally. So a lot of what we do is to show students the wealth of their own community and the power of working together and collaborating. So those are sort of the lofty goals. The specific goals are we want students to, you know, make films and learn how to do that and tell their own stories. And we want students to be able to ask good questions and look at media critically and engage with adults in a, you know, interesting way and not be just used to the sort of teacher-student model.
With the programs that you're running and with the new documentary film program at the J School and all that, would you say that adding documentary filmmaking to more mainstream education is a larger trend?
I definitely think that there's been a huge trend to try to incorporate media and media making. It's not always documentary. I mean, computers and screens are everywhere, and I think we don't really know how to incorporate them into mainstream education yet. So I think documentary is one way that we can use the power of media to tell stories and to help students figure out ways that they can present their research and tell stories in a more engaging way. But yeah, I'm not sure. It's like a complicated moment in terms of, you know, what, it's not new, it's not just now, but, you know, it's been growing for the past, you know, 10 years, I'd say 10, 20 years. But right now it seems like at a critical point where we're trying to figure out, you know, do we want everyone on their smartphones and, you know, or do we say, no, you can't have that in the classroom. We're doing, you know, so, yeah, I think documentary is one approach to thinking about media in the classroom. But I think there are a few places that have figured out a nice balance.